Welcome to Pastor Matters, the podcast of the Center for Preaching and Pastoral Leadership at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. We hope this conversation will both equip and encourage you to lead healthy churches that make disciples for the glory of God.
Hi, I'm Chuck Lawless.
And I'm Caleb Iverson.
And we welcome you to another episode of Pastor Matters, the podcast of the Center for Preaching and Pastoral Leadership at Southeastern Seminary. Caleb, let's talk about, it's Monday. Mm. It's Monday, and Mondays just keep coming. What's your typical schedule on a Monday?
Yeah, Mondays are always interesting, right? Because sometimes it feels dependent on how the weekend went, right?
Sure, and sure.
Some ways, so sometimes Mondays, funny enough, can be encouraging for me, depending on, like, if last week was super busy, I'm like, okay, I've got Monday, I'm coming back in, trying to get settled back in from a busy week. Sometimes Mondays can be daunting, though, if I know it's one of those busy weeks, and I'm like, all right, I've got to get my feet on the ground, we've got to start moving quickly. So it's kind of funny how it fluctuates depending on, you know, the past week, what's upcoming that week. So.
Yeah, and that's probably the case for all of us. I know as I look at my, if I look at my schedule for the week, and I know the week's crazy like they usually are, Monday just means we're cranking it up again. And sometimes mm-hmm. that can be, in fact, daunting. Other times there's a sense of, okay, this is another week. We can accomplish some things. I ask the question because I want us to think about ministry Mondays. Some Mondays for pastors just aren't the, they're just not the best. Mm. In fact, I think about this. I wrote a blog years ago, really just a question of what's the best day of the week for pastors to take a day off? And as I've talked with pastors over the years, they vary. Many of them take Monday off. And sometimes they take Monday off because they're just wiped out. They're just tired. Others think, no, there's enough that took place on Sunday. I need to really start cranking some things out on Monday. And so I take off Friday or a different day during the week. And it's just an ongoing discussion of what do we do with Mondays. But I particularly want to talk about pastors who sometimes want to quit on Monday. Mm. And you would hope that wouldn't happen, but I can just tell you from experience, sometimes Mondays are tough. I think about this in my own ministry. Days when yesterday on Sunday, someone from the church said something discouraging to me. And I'm the kind of guy that I'm gonna bear that weight for a little bit. Mm. And so sometimes I wake up Monday morning still thinking about Sunday's comments. And trying to press beyond that isn't always easy. More particularly, if I just feel like I just really messed up my sermon the previous day, that'll keep me awake at night and keep me awake during the next day on Monday. And I suspect there have been times over the years where Monday was a day where I thought about, do I really want to keep doing this? And I don't doubt that for some of our listeners, today, that's where you are. Yesterday wasn't so easy for a number of reasons. We'll talk about those. But what I really want to do is really just to encourage you, if that's where you are, to say that Monday is not the best time to decide to quit ministry because Monday just bears a weightiness to it sometimes. So let's talk about that a little bit. I want to talk first of all about what we have to think about. Why sometimes Monday is tough, and why we shouldn't think about quitting on Monday. And you just jump in there. You're still preparing for ministry, but you always have good questions, so jump in and ask questions as you wish. Well, let's talk about some things I do want pastors to think about. Why we should not quit, and the way we might think about these things. First of all, I want to remind our pastor listeners, it is Monday. And how you look at Monday, we just talked about in our opening conversation, Caleb. If yesterday was tough, you look at the work week ahead of you and Monday is heavy.
Mm, yeah.
Is heavy. And you can get captured by the weight of that and fail to see, all right, yeah, it's heavy right now. But Monday is also a start of a new week. There's still potential in this. If I can get through Monday, then Tuesday's coming, and Tuesday could be better than Monday. And so I want us to think about, yeah, it is Monday, but I want us to think about Monday as, no, this is a good day to start again. That even if yesterday were difficult, God's given me a new day, and his mercies are renewed every day. And just maybe God will give me glimpses of his glory this day. And so we turn our attention to, yeah, it's Monday, but that's a good thing. It's a new day to look at things. A second reason I want us to be careful not to get too discouraged on Sunday so that Monday is overwhelming. Pastors, I would say to you that whatever it is that is really weighing heavy on you today, it's quite possible that what you're facing is likely fresh. And what I mean by that is, yeah, sometimes we carry the burden of something that's been ongoing in our church, and that just happens. And that burden is on our shoulders, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, or any other day during the week. It's just there. But sometimes what happens is Monday's tough because we had to deal with something yesterday. We had to deal with something over the weekend. You even said this, Caleb, that for you, sometimes Monday is determined on how the weekend went. Well, I think that's the same for pastors as well. And if Sunday was tough, then what we're dealing with today really is fresh. Mm-hmm. It's right on our shoulders right now. And anytime the weight is fresh, it tends to be heavier. That really messed up sermon illustration, that comment that somebody did make, that request to do something that you just don't have the energy to do, but you feel like you have to, and so ministry just gets weightier. It's fresh, it's real. The things we have to deal with, but because they're fresh, they can be weighty. And if we can just think about, all right, how can I handle this today and work through this, then things might get better. Well, let me talk about some other reasons I think Mondays can be tough and why I don't want us to get discouraged. A third reason is this: the fatigue of the weekend can be lasting. We talked about this on the podcast before, but I do remember as a young pastor, in fact, all of my pastoral ministry, I taught a Sunday school class. I preached on Sunday morning. We back then had Sunday evening training union, and I usually taught something there. And we had a Sunday evening service, and I taught something there. Right or wrong, should I have done all of that? We could debate that. That may be a need for another podcast. But that's where I was. And that's what all of us did as pastors. And so you really did just get exhausted. And so by the time you got home on Sunday night, you were worn out. And it wasn't always easy to get a good night's sleep, at least for me, because I was still wrestling through, what could I have done differently? What could I have done better? How am I going to carry that burden? How am I going to shepherd that church member? Why was so-and-so not there? I wonder why they weren't there. I can even remember times when someone would get up and walk out of the worship service, and maybe they got out because they weren't feeling good, or they got an unexpected message that they needed to go see somebody. But if I see somebody walk out while I'm preaching, it's not hard to think through what's really going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think about those things. And if they keep you awake at night, you're already tired. You're not resting well. Monday, you're just fatigued. Anytime you're fatigued, we are more vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. Discouragement becomes more real and more potent. It's the disciples in the garden and Jesus saying to them, you go over there and you pray that you enter not into temptation. And we all know what they did. They slept. Why did they sleep? Because they were emotionally and physically exhausted. And when you're worn out, you are susceptible to the arrows of the enemy. And that includes the arrows that say, I don't know why you do ministry in the first place. Why not just give up today? Let me pause there. I've been talking a lot. Any thoughts, Caleb?
Yeah, maybe if we could go back and tie that in of what I think I heard you saying is Monday, in some ways, tying it back into the Lord's mercies are new every morning. There's a perspective change that we can have there of Monday can be the start of something new.
Yeah.
We can, you know, start a new week with new momentum, new opportunities. But I'm just curious, Dr. Lawless, as you were talking about feeling fatigued, what do you do for the pastor that's getting up Monday morning? He's like, okay, I know it's a new week. I know it's new opportunities, but man, I just don't know if I have what it takes to even just get through today. What would you say to a pastor that's listening to this and maybe is feeling that right now, listening to this podcast?
Well, first, pastor, that's who you are. We're glad that you are listening. We hope these words are ultimately encouraging for you, even as we talk about some of these difficult things. I'm a big believer, Caleb, and I wish I had known this as a young pastor, that if I don't reach out to other people to walk with me, to lock arms with me, to pick me up when I'm down, to help me see beyond what I see, if I choose to deal with these things by myself, I'm really asking for trouble. And that's often what happens, because none of us as pastors, none of us wants to get up and announce to the world, I don't know if I want to do ministry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to say. Doesn't mean we're not feeling it sometimes, but to verbalize it is hard. And most of us, many of us at least, don't have somebody that's immediately accessible that we can just share that concern with. We need those brother pastors who are right there. They're a phone call away. They're a text away. And now, because of electronic means, they can be a time zone away, time zones away, and we can still connect with them. So I don't know that we have much excuse not to have people like that in our lives. But my point is this. The time to get those people in our lives is before we face a tough Monday. Because if we decide on a tough Monday, I need to find somebody. Go back to what I said. We're often already discouraged. We're often already fatigued. And just the energy to go find somebody is tough. And if we try to find somebody and we can't find somebody immediately,
We get discouraged.
Yeah, and it's not
more.
Because people don't want to help us. It's that if we're trying to find somebody immediately, they're busy too.
Mm-hmm.
And they seldom know the level of our stress when we're just reaching out to say, hey, can we talk? And so when they're not available, we do. To your point, we get discouraged again. And that's just not a good place to be. So we all need somebody that we can turn to who can pray for us. I encourage pastors, look, find some of your favorite verses in the Bible and have them continually handy in times of discouragement. For me, 2 Chronicles 20:12 is a big one, where Jehoshaphat is the king and three armies are allied against the people of God. And Jehoshaphat looks out across these armies, these invading forces, and he basically asks God, are you not going to judge this great horde that is coming against us? And he goes on to say, for we are powerless against this great horde, nor do we know what to do.
Hmm.
So he says, we feel powerless, we don't have a clue what to do, but, and this is ESV and others that land this way, but our eyes are on you. And I cling to that verse quite often. Lord, right now, I just feel powerless. Right now, I know we got to do something, but I don't know what that something is. What I do know, though, is I can't turn my eyes away from you.
Mm.
We lock our eyes on you, God. And so having somebody to turn to, having scripture text right there, and knowing how to pray with honesty,
mm-hmm.
which means you just peel open your heart that the Lord already knows anyway, and cry out like the psalmist did at times to the Lord. I think those are at least steps to get us through the day. I would add to that we're to live by faith, and faith at some level requires us to look beyond today. Faith requires us to see beyond what we do see. It's the evidence of things unseen. It's the conviction of things hoped for. And so we might see the immediate circumstances, and yeah, they're rough. But faith says, all right, God's bigger than the circumstances. I can look beyond that. I may not be able to see far beyond that, but even a glimpse beyond that is enough to keep me moving in the right direction. Does that help as you think about
Yeah, that's really helpful. And one thing as we're having this conversation, I was just thinking about, Pastor, consider scheduling maybe just a recurring weekly 30-minute meeting with another trusted friend or pastor, like you were mentioning, Dr. Lawless. That way, you know, Monday morning, on the good weeks, you've got a praise report. You guys can check in, encourage one another. But on those bad weeks where you're like, man, I can't even get out of bed this morning, you know at least that that brother is going to be waiting for you to call you, and you can have that place to be honest with him, and he can encourage you as well.
Yeah, so. I like the intentionality of that. I like even the scheduling of that.
Southeastern exists to help people like you serve the church and fulfill the Great Commission in all of life. Are you interested in learning more about what Southeastern has to offer? Join us for Preview Day, where you will meet professors and current students, tour our beautiful campus, and experience what it could look like for you to prepare for ministry in our Great Commission community. To learn more and register, check out sebts.edu/visit.
I would also say to our older pastor listeners, those of us who've been doing this a while, who've already walked these paths a while, we've been through a lot of this. In fact, one of the reasons I think we can keep pressing on a tough Monday is because we probably already faced some other tough Mondays in the past. And we can look back and say, you know, that Monday, that time in my ministry, that Monday, that time in my ministry, I wasn't sure I was going to make it. But you know what? I look back now and think, not only did I make it, but I may have been overly concerned about the issue at that time. It just caught my attention in an unhealthy way at the time. So those of us who can look back and find tough Mondays and can speak of, no, the Lord brought me through that Monday, we have something to teach younger pastors. And so I think it's we're under some obligation to reach out to young pastors around us, new pastors in our area, invite them to lunch, offer to pray with them. Just get to know them so they feel like they have somebody they can turn to when they need to. Mm. We need to take the initiative, not wait for hurting young pastors to come to us. Well, let me talk about some other things that I want us to always keep in mind. When Monday is tough, sometimes what happens is we fail to see the good that happened yesterday. And I get why that happens. Sometimes you can have a lot of good things happen and one negative thing happens, and that one negative thing becomes almost idolatrous. It's just right there in front of you. It's in your eyeballs, it's on your mind, it's on your heart, and I want us to learn how to press beyond that. Mm. I want us to watch for, the word I've used often and even on this podcast is I want us to watch for glimpses. Just glimpses of what God's. I want us going into a day with God's people, starting out saying, Lord, show me glimpses and don't let me miss them. That's different than having a rough day and looking back to see, can I find the glimpses? I want us to go into the day with faith saying, Lord, help me to see the glimpses. And even if the day is tough, don't let me miss the glimpse. So, for example, I think about this way, some things that just give me hope, even on the tough Sundays that lead to rough Mondays. Even on the tough days, God is still God. Mm-hmm. God's still on the throne, and God still reigns, and God's still in control. He always has been, he is today, he always will be. And there's a case where our theology of understanding who God is really does matter. Mm. Sometimes we can teach theology at one level, but living it out when ministry is tough isn't always so easy. And so I want us to hold on to what we teach and apply that in our own lives. On the toughest Mondays, God is still God. The second thing that comes to mind for me is I don't understand why God chooses to, first of all, make any of us his children. That in and of itself is grace packed and pretty amazing, and we are all undeserving. And then for whatever reason, God chooses to call us to help lead his church. Mm-hmm. My calling a long time ago, your calling, Zach's helping us as the as the producer, we all talk about our individual callings. And I think about the 8 billion plus people in the world. And for reasons unknown to me, God has decided he wants us to carry that responsibility. That is weighty. That is heavy when we care for the souls of people we're shepherding. But at the same time, it's pretty phenomenal to me that God would choose to use us. Mm. So even when Monday's hard, I don't want to get over the fact that God's hand is on our lives at some level. I would also add to that, this is the case where we have to trust that if we preach the Word of God yesterday, no matter what else we faced, if we preach the Word of God yesterday, we can trust that God will use that Word. We those of us who have that privilege of doing that Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, we have the privilege of doing that with the entirety of God's Word in our hand, in our language, and freedom to pronounce that Word, to teach that Word. And we believe that God takes that Word and the Spirit applies it to our lives, and God transforms people through the Word. And sometimes that happens in ways that we don't know about immediately. Sometimes it happens in ways that we don't know about for some time. Sometimes it happens in ways that we never learn about. But God's still taking it and doing something with it. And so even if much of my day yesterday was hard, but I had 30 minutes just to open the Word to God's people, I just have to believe that God is going to take those 30 minutes of His Word and transform lives. And if that's the case, and I believe that, I don't have to have seen the results of that yesterday to feel good about that today. I just have to believe that God is using His Word that way. And because I know that, whatever was tough yesterday, I still know that God's going to do something.
So I would love to just chase that down and ask you a question. I think I wrestle with this, aspiring towards pastoral ministry, being a young guy. I think pastors can wrestle with this at times, I would assume. But it's the temptation to identify or find your identity wrapped up in ministry rather than your identity in Christ. And I just wanted to draw that out of that sense of, like you were saying, have you wrestled with that in the past? What are some ways that you've dealt with that? Because it seems like, you know, especially on hard days or when you're like, man, that sermon just did not go well. If our identity is wrapped up in our performance in ministry, and it's crippling. It's humbling really fast.
Yeah, it is. And it's a temptation for all of us. The very positions we have open the door for that to happen. If you think about it, some folks even call the pastor the man of God. Well, you don't have to hear that many times before you think you're something.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you say, thank you for seeing me that way, I just want to be a faithful servant. You can say that, and yet in your heart, heart pounds a little bit more. But wow, I'm a man of God. Or others that just put you on a pedestal just because you carry the position. I can remember years ago, a lady in the second church I pastored others were inviting me to their house. I was a single pastor at the time, so everybody was inviting me to come and eat, and I wanted them to, because they were fixing me good meals. I was eating out of styrofoam most of the time, going through drive-thrus as a single guy. But this particular lady, just one day talking with me, said, "No, we'd love to have you at our house, but I don't know that we're worthy."
Hmm.
And when you're a young guy, first of all, that sets you back a little bit, but it's also really tempting to hear that as, wow, people think that about me. Now, we've worked beyond that over the years, but there are folks who elevate the pastor to some level. And many of us, we serve in denominations or in settings where you do well and you are platformed. You're recognized in the press, and even that's really, really tempting. And so it's not hard to get to the point that we evaluate our value on the basis of how well we did in the pulpit in particular and how well our churches are growing. And if that's what we find our identity, we are eventually going to be worn out.
Mm.
I think we have to recognize the battle. You, as a young guy, already recognize it. That's a good thing. We have to fight against it, knowing that the battle, it may go on for the rest of our lives, where just the temptation to ego rests right here. It's just crouching at the door for us. But we always have to come back to, no, what matters is not when I'm standing in front of the people and people are watching me and I'm the center of the stage, but no, what matters is when it's just the Lord and I. Mm. And he's unpeeling the layers of my heart and digging into my soul a little bit and showing me that he loves me even as he's transforming me. Those moments, those behind-the-scenes pastoral moments, I know for me, I hope for all of us, help us at least fight against that tendency to put our identity there. Well, let me go to just a couple other things, and we'll bring this to a close. Other things that are helpful to me, watching for the glimpses. In most cases, even if we have a bunch of knuckleheads in our church, there are some people who just really love us, and they really want to be on our side. And there might be a bunch of loud people who are louder, their voice is louder than the influence that they carry. Mm. It's just their volume frightens us. But then there are some other people, and they may sometimes be the quiet ones. They may be the ones who are not going to speak up publicly necessarily when you might wish they would. But at their core and in their heart, they love you as their pastor. And I know, at least for me, when I can think about, I can see in my eyes the faces of some brothers and sisters, families, kids even, who just love me as Pastor Chuck. Even when Monday's tough, I know I can just give them a call. I know I can just run by their house. I know I can text them and ask them to pray for me. And they're going to do that, and they're going to stop and do what they can to shepherd their shepherd in some ways. And as long as I can remember that, that's a glimpse. Mm-hmm. That's a glimpse. I may have to look hard in some cases to find those persons, because they're not always in the forefront of a church. But if I'm watching for them, God will help me see them. And just a few people who love me can help me put up with a lot. Finally, I would say, Pastor, if today's tough, you, I trust, will have new opportunities to honor the Lord this week. So watch for them, pray for them, ask the Lord to help you fight against the attacks of the enemy, take up the shield of faith, live in the Word of God, pray for others, ask others to pray for you, and let's decide together that even if this Monday is tough, we trust that Monday night will be better, Tuesday will be even better, and that we'll see the glimpses of the Lord, and we will just press on in ministry. Pastors, that's what we want for you here at the Pastor Center. Well, Caleb, thanks for joining me. Thanks for your input. And listeners, thank you for joining us for this episode of Pastor Matters.
And listeners, if you find yourself in that place where Monday is hard, we would love to pray for you. Please feel free to go to our website. On our drop-down tabs, we have a prayer request form that you can fill out, or just shoot us an email directly. Again, you can always email us at pastorcenter@sebits.edu. Well, if you found this conversation helpful, consider leaving us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear any feedback you'd be willing to give. As always, it's our mission at the Center for Preaching and Pastoral Leadership to equip and encourage pastors. I hope that we've done that with today's conversation.
And as always, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.